I wanted to actually start out and say, I think the last time I talked to you guys, you were going to have a concerto written for you with orchestra. How did that go?
It went better than we could have ever hoped for. We ended up loving the piece. It turned out really well. We were really happy with the way it turned out. And then we got to perform it, the premiere of it, with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at the Ravinia Festival, it was a really, really great opportunity for us. It really turned out to be a dream come true, honestly.
Well, we hope it will maybe surface in a recording at some point, or go more.
So do we. That would be wonderful.
I was looking at the program, and it's the 100th birthday of Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring this year, and I see you guys are doing the first part. How cool is this to play with five pianos?
It's been another dream of the five of us to play the Rite of Spring. We are just starting to work on part two, but part one has gone so amazingly well in concerts, the little bit that we've played it. Audience are actually really responsive to it, and it's got so much energy and so much passion involved in it that we're so excited to be able to play it in the centennial year with such a great history of a wonderful piece.
I know that you have done lots of five piano arrangements of different music. This one seems complicated, and I would imagine counting is huge with this sort of thing. And I know Stravinsky himself had a piano and two piano version of this. Is it a pretty daunting task?
In some ways, it's more challenging than a lot of the other things that we play. And in some ways, it's maybe a little bit less challenging for the reasons that I'll name. For one, I think it's more challenging in, like you said, like metrically. Sometimes the counting gets a little tricky, and trying to bring out the orchestral colors that Stravinsky had in mind, trying to bring that out on the piano can be a little bit challenging. And the ensemble can be challenging as well. Some things that make it a little less challenging than some of our other pieces is the fact that it sort of works really, really well as a five piano arrangement, and you don't have to like add a bunch of notes to it. Like some of our other pieces are like very pianistic, and the arrangers have taken a lot of liberties with adding a bunch of things to it. So there are like in some respects there are fewer notes, which makes it a little easier to balance, I feel like, sometimes. It's not just, like, so many notes. Like, some people have to, like, almost be invisible. I feel like it works really, really well for five pianos on an arrangement.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing the first part of the Rite of Spring when you guys are in Boerne, Texas. I know that it's thrilling to see five pianos on stage, and I know there'll be some solo performances as well as some duos. Is it nice to be able to work in this other rep?
It is. Obviously, all of us grew up being soloists, and we've done a lot of ensemble playing, and my sister Desiree and I, in school, in our master's program at Juilliard, decided to focus on two piano playing, so we kind of feel like that's where our passion is, whereas Gregory, Melody, and Ryan, they all have, strong roots in solo piano performing. And so it's nice to be able to kind of show these different sides of who we are, where we feel our strengths lie. And then you can kind of see when we all come together as a group, how it works together as a whole. So we kind of get the best of both. We get to do what we individually love as well as what we love as a group performing together. So it kind of works all around.
Well, I know there are some beloved composers that folks will go, oh, I love Mozart. Oh, I love Camille Saint-Saëns and Carnival of the Animals. I think there's also some really neat composers that audiences may not know, like Nikolai Metner and Nikolai Kapustin.
That's kind of one of our goals in all this. And when we put together a program, is we want to have some things on there that audiences may recognize and things that will catch their ear and say, like you said, like, oh, I've heard this and I'm very familiar with this. And then some things that probably have never heard of before and that will keep them challenged at the same time. You spoke of the Metner piece. We actually, on this concert, my oldest sister, Desiree, just had a baby, her first. And so we've got one of our best friends in the world, a really, really talented pianist coming in to fill in for her. And he'll be performing the mezzo. So it's going to be a real treat for the audience to be able to hear Stephen Buse. And he's definitely one of the best pianists I know. So it's going to be really, really fun working with him.
I know fans will probably recognize a couple of selections from your Hollywood album on here.
That's right, and I think we might even throw in a couple more in there as well. We're going to be doing some Star Wars, which I think we've all grown up loving old films and more recent films too, and so Star Wars has always been a favorite of the five of us. And so when we decided to do an album with some movie music on it, we really wanted to include Star Wars and a few others, but we said if we're going to do it, it needs to be challenging. And let me tell you, these Hollywood album pieces are challenging. They might be fun for the audiences to listen to, but for us, they keep us working for sure. So we've got some Star Wars on there. We've got a couple other little selections from off the album that I think we'll kind of mix in with some of the more challenging pieces that people haven't heard of. So I think hopefully people will come away with a good mix of, several different types of music.
A few years back, I know you guys, I caught a wonderful outreach concert in Philadelphia, and I know you're going to be playing here in Burney for young people. Is that important to you?
Oh, absolutely. I guess you could say it's the thing that's most important to us, honestly. I mean, we love this music so deeply, and it's just such a part of who we are. And we feel like it's enriched our lives to such a high degree that we almost feel an obligation to pass this on to the next generation. And not even just to the next generation, but to people of all generations who are not quite as familiar with classical music or who, through their lifetime, haven't quite given it the chance that we feel it deserves. To be able to go out there and introduce people to this music, it's like a huge gift for us, we believe, to pass it on to the next generation and to people of all ages.
Well, we're looking forward to the concert Saturday night, February 9th, there in Burney. I guess I'd end and ask, I know you guys do a lot of touring, and obviously lots of pianos are brought to the concert halls and whatnot. Do you guys have a piano tech or have certain things that, have to make sure tuning is just right? I know, we might think of rock bands going on and having their guitar guy or, their sort of tech person. Do you guys have someone you rely on?
Well, we have these five Steinway pianos, obviously, that are loaned to us from Steinway, and they've been amazing. So every time before we start a tour, they go and get looked at in the Steinway factory in New York City and get worked on, and anything major that needs to happen is done there. And then the pianos are trucked out to all of our venues, most of our venues across the country that we perform in. And any little work that needs to be done is Steinway has authorized tuners and technicians across the country, and they're just brought into the venue, and they take care of tuning the piano before the show. And for the most part, the pianos have held up really well. So we've been really blessed to be able to be pianists performing on, the same instruments almost every night is pretty much a dream.
Oh, excellent. Well, guys, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for your time.